She had life rights to stay in the mother-in-law suite she and her husband had built onto the ground floor of the century-old farmhouse. Technically, it was a mother-in-law apartment, since it was equipped with a compact but fully functional kitchen. I'd been worried at first that she'd resent any changes they made to the house where she'd lived for more than 60 years, ever since her marriage to the late Joseph Rafferty. But instead, she'd encouraged them to make as many changes as they wanted, both to modernize the place and to make it more to their taste.
"I enjoy the excitement," she'd said.
And I'd been relieved to realize she was telling the truth. Iris had been bored. Having Rob, Delaney, and their newborn daughter Bryn move in had given her the proverbial new lease on life.
"Why a duck pond?" Eileen asked,
shading her eyes as she peered through the back of the screened porch to get a better view of what the bulldozer was doing.
"Are Rob and Delaney going into duck farming? I thought they both worked for Mutant Wizards."
Actually, Rob and Delaney owned Mutant Wizards, the company that had been founded on Rob's curious ability to come up with ideas for successful computer games, which had now grown into a software empire, thanks to the wizardry of programmers like Delaney. But I'd let Iris explain that later. I focused on the duck angle. "Delaney wants to have duck eggs for the family," I said.
"You don't get enough eggs from all those chickens of yours?"
Eileen looked puzzled. "You must have several dozen by now." "She wants duck eggs," I explained. Apparently, ounce for ounce, they contain more B12, iron, selenium, and omega-3 fatty acids than chicken eggs, and they can be hard to find in the stores. So she wants to have a good supply of them from their own ducks by the time little Bryn is old enough for solid foods.
"Which will be any day now," Iris said. "About time that young whippersnapper got started digging the pond."
We all glanced over to where Aaron Shifley, atop a blue and white Shifley Construction Company bulldozer, was dumping another load of rich black earth onto the pile a few yards away from the future pond's location.
"And you're here to keep an eye on him, I assume," Eileen said.
"Actually, I'm just hiding out here," I said. "As soon as I go home, I'll get sucked into preparations for the Mutt March."
"The what?"
Eileen looked baffled. "Mutt March," I said, a little louder. "It's a combination animal adoption event and fundraiser for the local shelter. Clarence Rutledge, our local vet, has collected hundreds of adoptable dogs from all over the state."
"Make that all over the East Coast," Iris said with a chuckle.
She wasn't exactly exaggerating. "And they're going to have a big parade in town on Saturday," I went on. "All the dogs will be marching in it, and they'll all end up in the town square for a dog-themed festival for the tourists. We'll be having a dog agility contest and several sheep-herding demonstrations and all kinds of dog-related entertainment."
"And there will be lots of booths selling food and dog gear," Iris said. "That's why we've been baking all those gingerbread dogs."
"And of course people can adopt the dogs," I added.
"You're not just going to let random strangers walk off with the dogs," Eileen exclaimed.
"Of course not," I said. "Clarence has been taking applications and pre-screening people for weeks. Anyone who has already done that can fall in love with a dog and take it home the same day. Anyone else can put in dibs on a dog and start the screening process at the fair."
"Only dogs, I assume," Eileen said. "We cat lovers will be out in the cold."
"We'll have some cats," I said, "not as many, and they won't be marching, of course. We'll have floats full of cages for the cats, rabbits, parakeets, geckos, and whatever else the shelter happens to have. And for any senior dogs or puppies who can't march quite as far."
"Sounds like quite an event," Eileen said. "But what does that have to do with why you're over here today?"
"The dogs are at our house," I said. "They've been arriving in batches over the last 2 weeks. And today and tomorrow are when they're all getting washed and groomed and